They'll probably visit every now and then, Domenico added before complimenting Lucrezia on her cooking. He wanted to find fault in it, but the pasta was exquisite and could have easily rivaled his mother's. How do you envision your life here? Santo asked next, pointing out the elephant in the room without actually doing it. The flames buzzing in the massive fireplace nearby cast shadows on the tall walls decorated with frescoes from 300 years ago, and Domenico focused on them as he considered his answer. What are you really asking? Santo hummed and swirled his wine in the crystal glass. Maybe we could chat about it as I show you the extension to the left wing. Lucrezia designed a beautiful sunroom. Finally, they might get some answers. Domenico wiped his mouth and once more nodded at their hostess before rising. He turned to Seth and touched his chair, gently pulling it away from the table. Santo got up without finishing his wine. Seth can stay and enjoy dessert, since I wanted to talk business anyway. Seth stilled, his face carved in stone when he glanced at Domenico. The question in his warm eyes was obvious. Do you want me to come? But Dom was too blinded by annoyance to think it through. So maybe it would have been a smart move to keep Seth's involvement hidden and treated as a wild card up his sleeve, but it wasn't worth the cost of Seth being treated as some kind of mafia wifey. They'd been through that back in El Encanto, and Domenico had learned that he wanted his husband's counsel. Not to mention that he wouldn't stand for him being insulted or excluded from matters that affected them both. So he gave Santo his sweetest smile, the one that most men would have recognized as a threat, and spoke. Which is why he should go with us. We conduct all our business together. We can take care of Angelica, Griff added with a blissful smile, as if that affirmation was needed. Santo nodded. Of course, let's go. Honey, please wait for us with dessert, will you? Lucrezia gave his hand a brief squeeze.
Don't be too long, then.
Domenico kissed their daughter goodbye and followed Santo across the floor covered with tiles making up a series of intricate patterns. All three of them remained silent as they walked along the corridor and then entered a large space that had clearly been a later addition to the original palazzo. Light came in through a domed glass ceiling and a number of French doors spread around the circumference of the round interior. Just like in the main house, the floor was tiled, but instead of the modern furniture present in most of the rooms, the conservatory was furnished with lightweight antiques, or at the very least, excellent imitations of the real thing, distributed among big potted plants. It spoke of such good taste, Domenico was jealous. Maybe he should employ Lucrezia as the decorator for their future home. Seth broke the silence when he put a cigarette into his mouth and lit it without asking whether it was allowed. He didn't appear offended by the way Santo had treated him at the table, but Domenico knew him too well to overlook that his man's usual smile had been replaced by a facade built for their host. I'm glad to see you safe and sound, Santo said. We can take care of ourselves, but I had been worried for Mark, Griffith, and Angelica. Her nanny did everything she could to protect our girl and is still recovering from her injuries. I got her the best doctors, but they're saying her broken hand might never be as dexterous as it used to be. A monstrous assault, Domenico said, looking at Santo in an attempt to catch falsehood in the tiniest twitches of his somber face. The man just nodded, his handsome profile reminiscent of a Renaissance painting in the light-flooded interior. It had been a ruthless attack, but that's to be expected of my father. The sly reptile. Why would he shift the blame to Federico when it was him who'd been behind the kidnapping? Santo wasn't the type of man who acted out of malice. He had a goal. He needed something, and Domenico had to find out what it was. Seth exhaled a cloud of smoke. How will we ever repay you? His cool was so ridiculously sexy, Domenico almost forgot about the anger burning deep inside him. Santo had an unflinching poker face, but that wouldn't save him once Domenico was ready to fight for real answers. There is something I need to ask for in exchange. Not that I wouldn't have done everything in my power to recover my niece, but you know how it is. Of course, Domenico said, eyeing the empty table surrounded by three chairs. They hadn't